case you want to pick any captain, we're going to be Salah with everybody. If he backfire, my poor caveat there, if it backfire, because Salah can score hat-trick twice. Yes, so my people, now welcome again to another episode of FPL with the Republican, Fantasy Premier League with the Republican. My name is Alive Jacobs, and I know they are alone because I day here with the man Wesabi himself. Olamide is here.
Oh, yeah.
Like the first day of the year. One of my favorite lines that year. Olamide, how far now?
I do.
I do, all right. How the FPL done the beat to you so far this season?
Oh, I'm not going to lie, man. We're just hanging in there. As we go talk for English. Because if I say this season, one more get somehow, man. I mean, even the usual self, the people we expect to go always deliver. Sometimes they be like, see, they never even won day for you. We just rugged down.
And this official is my worst FPL season. Ever. Ever. Like, for all my seasons. I don't like 6 seasons now. Yeah. And my worst ever, and I'm be this one. But hopefully, I feel savvy something before the end of the season. But first, we'll go to the best players for this weekend. Mm-hmm. People return the best points this weekend. Yeah. And we get Matt Doherty, they there. Rhys James, they there. Kevin De Bruyne with 2 goals, they there. Ivan Toney score hat-trick, himself they there. Mm-hmm. Kai Havertz score 2 goals, himself they among. Also, Trent, himself they there. He keep clean sheet and he get assist. Coutinho returned 1 goal, 1 assist. Yeah. Fraser said 1 goal, 1 assist. Mahrez, 2 goals. And Danny Ings himself 1 goal and 2 assists, I think. Now he give over the weekend. Peter Schmeichel himself keep clean sheet against West Ham when they play 1-0. Yeah. So, Afa, which of these players be there your team and how you take enjoy them?
Funny enough, none of these players been there my team. I think my biggest regret would be see I don't get Ivan Toney for my team because I feel say in the play against Norwich. So this not a relegation battle where we expect them to deliver them to get goals. I know disappoints. I mean, even in our 2 penalties, but then he get those 2 goals. And that player too, where I feel say for my team and Doherty. You know, Indon finally come back into the team. For sure, Emerson Royal come up from that team. And it's looking like if Tottenham go on a good run, this guy could definitely get returns. Not to mention this King, where does they come up from injuries, James? You know, that one, a steady banker for points. If you know, be goals and assists or a clean sheet. So, now one person where I feel say I go return to my team anytime soon.
So, for these people, they I get Trent and Kai Havertz, and then also I get Coutinho. Coutinho was a no-brainer because he didn't get a double game week. So, I've been there. This week was kind of nice, though my team, Man United, we lost 4-1. But then, now FPL, De Bruyne special, De Bruyne and Mahrez special. So, they're doing this thing. Also, I'm going to move on now to the people who get a double game week for week 29. Come on. The list of the players will be no brainer. Liverpool get double game week. Arsenal get double game week. Tottenham get double game week. Yeah. Everton double game week. Newcastle and also Brighton. Which of these players you think? We even look beyond these players today. Mm-hmm. Of course, Salah no brainer. That one no brainer.
Arsenal, now come on. Now like goals go plenty. Like 4 or 5. They just pack give them as usual. As they look at Son, man, I feel in a time where I feel say Son supposed to step up with this. He score 1 goal again, you know, against Everton and like United. They play United are not stable at the moment, you know. So goals will do that match. You mean Son supposed to pop and against Brighton. So Brighton don't lose that early ginger he gets now. So they collect goals now. So definitely the Son go. I feel say Son go pop. Not too sure about Richarlison because no which in Everton really
do
this.
We don't even understand what they do. We have to sack the manager again.
Yes. I mean, for Joe Willock, how many goals do I want to score? I mean, now Newcastle, yes, they did resurgence, but they play
Chelsea and Everton. They play Everton. And very strong
don't look
fixtures.
Don't look at those two teams.
But they did a good run, Shao.
Yeah, they did a good run. They did a very good run. Meanwhile, I wouldn't say they could really get before.
Eight games without losing. 3 draws, 5 straight
without
wins.
These guys, they don't escape relegation. Who would have thought, man? Very good January business from them when they saved their season. Saka don't get very good run. I wish I don't put up my team, but I always this skeptical of my team because my bias against Arsenal. But this guy, our problem.
You goals remember, assist. Say for FPL, no bias. I have bias against people, and then they play the draw points. Saka last weekend give one goal, one assist.
And that's, he gets return at least every other game. Yeah. So, a very, very good player, too. To add because if Arsenal is scoring, it's definitely coming from this guy, Odegaard, or Lacazette. Assist goals. So definitely, and you say Arsenal they're on a very good run now too. This guy is definitely my pick for this week. You know, Salah, he scored their last game, so I think it's about time he bounced back. You know, Brighton and Arsenal goals will definitely plenty.
Whom? Yeah, from the man himself, Brighton Arsenal, Salah, na the banker to bank on. We'll go talk about captain picks later, but then we also know, say, Salah, if you don't captain, wait till you get. I better move on now to the most transferred in players and the most transferred out players for this week. One of the unsurprising most transferred in player, na Kulusevski for me. Mm-hmm. I get the Reece James back from injury and he done the distance. But Kulusevski, like I said, they get one assist for every other game where they play now. Alpha, what do you think? Now, for 6.1, a good business to bring him into your team.
Yes, a very good business. You know, the guy just enter. But you take this, Oyinbo go say he take it to Premier like duck to water. Yeah. So you just enter, like saying on there before. And bad at the bad, they go get assist. You know, after scoring that in first goal against City. And in on they give, you know, they only give steady returns. Get one assist again against Everton for midweek. So definitely in a very good price to get. At 6.1, in a very good price to get in your team. Very cheap option.
Harry Kane back to scoring form.
Oh, more.
Two goals against Everton.
That price,
For 12.3. No, but if for people get Ronaldo, if one they think of swapping Ronaldo for another premium striker, Harry Kane.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you could think this form we don't find now. You hope that he maintains over time because my problem with Tottenham is
you don't know which Tottenham will come play.
You don't know which Tottenham will play. They go win 4-0 this week. Next week they go lose 1-0. They go draw. So I know that's too sure. So for that kind of prize, a big risk score.
One of the players right now, Philippe Coutinho. If they say don't find form and they play just behind the striker, Danny Ings and Ollie Watkins, and they run in a push string for inside there. How far? And he get goals for body too. So for 7.4, Shana no brainer.
So you know, say when he first come, I think his first game when he scored
against Man United,
against Man United. The second game after that, he scored again. Then he went on this, you know, drive till he came back. So I don't, and throughout that time, Aston Villa said don't get some kind of issues.
We don't really know
whether Aston Villa don't come back to Aston Villa we know on just their last result, just fluke results. So, but for 7.4, that's the person where you're supposed to consider too.
And plus, they get very nice run of fixtures for the next 5 games. Very, very good fixtures.
Yeah, for that price, now you're supposed to consider Coutinho.
So, you don't hear from the man instead. People will sabi this team, how they play this team. Saka, James, and people that you think you bring into your team to make sure see your team good. And he was transferred out. Unsurprisingly, Ronaldo did it. So that's why I tell you, one of the most transferred players now, Ronaldo. So who do you bring in to replace Ronaldo? Harry Kane or somebody like that? So you see, I'm most transferred out. James Maddison did it. Jota did it. Diaz, because Diaz is injured, obviously.
Yeah.
And Bowen then is Bowen too is injured. Like, yeah, in breaking leg for the last game.
Exactly.
Any surprises for this place, for the most transferred out player?
I know no surprises, man. I think the real surprise has to be Yota, but I mean, you know, say Diaz on the start now. I don't know if na Diaz or na Yota go start. So that's this thing about day. So I guess that's why many people push and come up for the team.
Yeah, plus in Diaz they come back from injury too.
Yeah.
So he never still come back in the team. Because Firmino is still injured. So and then in with Diaz, Luis Diaz and the Sheram. So one go play, one go play the next day. So he did. But so these are the most transferred out players this weekend, and you know, this surprising because almost everybody there either injured or out of form. Ronaldo don't even know whether he could play for Man United for this thing. I beg, move on to the next one. Players where FPL managers must get this weekend. If you don't get this thing, now sin. How you take Sam? Reece James for defender 6.2.
Mm-hmm.
Midfielder, of course, the most expensive FPL player, Mosala 13.2, and also. So you mean for 10.8 million? Alpha.
Expensive one, don't lie, but I mean
premium defender, both premium midfielder. So
if you find differentials, maybe you know go consider them. But at least maybe you consider one or two because if they compete for league now, especially almost everybody said will get these three people. But I mean you get look at 6.2 and you know,
that's
just
expensive.
To get He's expensive for a defender.
Because if he gets 6.2 this and then Trent for 7.1,
Well, but definitely, Alizdiri should have seen clean sheet supposedly or assist or goals.
Yeah, Chelsea played very sweet games. They don't schedule the London game between Chelsea and Arsenal. So hopefully the game will come in between one of those fixtures.
Yeah, so this weekend at Newcastle.
Newcastle
for
and...
Home, for home, yeah.
Bench one, sell one, and start one. Which one? Which one it go be?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the start Salah. Definitely start Salah. I go bench Reece James. I think I go sell Son.
Sell Salah, bench Reece James, and sell Son.
You can't start Salah.
That's hard. But Tottenham, they get three games in hand. So they get three extra games on everybody else. So those games will come in double fixtures and all those things. So Son and Pleasant, where you going to think to? You sell the way they sell them out. But more move on. As a manager, you must have any of those players. So players, when they available, where would they see they look? Luis Diaz, that one, they very injured. Very, very injured.
Yeah.
Ronaldo, I don't know whether an injury. I've been mean, saying don't fly to Portugal. They do this one, and we don't even understand. But in this 75% chance available for this weekend, whether I go play against Tottenham, and he scored for the return fixture when he scored a fine volume. Also, Gerard Bowen, them need to substitute and change and come up for the last game because he gets injury. We don't know whether he will come back.
You don't give men points.
No, but you're a good fella. So these players, they're not today available for this weekend. We're not sure whether they're going to play or whether they're going to play. So hopefully, just keep your eyes open. They check your team. Let's move on now to our captain pick. I go want to take this one from this angle now. We don't say Salah get double game week and the rest of them. If one day the French, because everybody around the world, the captain Salah this weekend, no doubt. So the fresher captain now. Who you go captain? Differential captain. We get Sakadia, we get Son, we get Richarlison, we get Willock, and also Neil Mopé there.
Oh, yeah. You know, considering everything, definitely we Willock the out of contention.
Hurricane did somewhere today, for actually. The this year, so
I think I even prefer to even captain Hurricane
than Son.
I prefer to captain Hurricane than Son because. Harry Kane, definitely in playmaking ability. So if he's not getting you goals, he's getting you assists one way or the other. So I go prefer to captain Harry Kane if I don't captain any of these people for you. Definitely Harry Kane.
So your differential captain, Harry Kane.
Yes.
Okay, I won't go left from everything else. I say,
don't say
differential captain, our captain Saka. Saka, they very rich vim of fun right now. Everything good they happen for Arsenal, they come through the young man.
Yeah, true.
So, one goal one since the last game. If you do it for against Leicester, team with Arsenal, Sabi.
Yeah.
So, and Liverpool, anything can happen. Two big teams they play. Even though. That game not for Emirates, I think. So
not for Emirates.
Yeah, so, not you know, Emirates. Anything can happen. Say what?
Liverpool, they parental. Enter with this.
I like the fact that you don't even. You just say.
You this sorrow.
For Liverpool, they find title. They all wait for trophies.
Exactly. I know they always be. Liverpool, they always pack and give us now. I just wonder. So, five. Like, so they always pack and give them.
And Jota now, Mr. Arsenal, these days. Jota entered the last game. Yeah, Jota come sub and score two goals.
One header, sir.
So.
Yeah, but I understand the Saka selection.
Yeah,
but if Arsenal do anything, it definitely comes from him too.
Yeah. In case you want to pick any captain, we're going to be Salah with everybody. If he backfire, Mapu caveat there. If he backfire, because Salah can score hat trick twice. So if he backfire for you, but just in case you want to do something else, you know, we don't give you options. But if you explore, Harry Kane did there, Son did there, Saka self did there. So just in case you don't want to pick Salah. But pick Salah. You rather be safe than sorry.
better safe than sorry.
That is that. Thank you, say you join me. Say we'll do this one together. You, don't forget, say if you still join us, follow the links where they're under there. Follow us. Yeah, the league don't already they close, but so nobody else will join the fantasy table. But next season still, no worry. But in case you already join us, my name is Life Jacobs, and this
Olamide
is here. Bye bye. Football.